This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. It is episode 250. Poor boy doesn't know when to quit. And it's going to be 5 years worth of podcasts here in 10 weeks. Still haven't figured out what I'm doing for that one. The other amusing topic to me here in the last few days is that we had ourselves a cold snap, as pretty much everybody else in the Midwest did, and I do mean a cold snap. We hit temperatures where the high was like 4 degrees or something like that. So, and the lows were down in the -6, -7. Oh, it was cold. It was cold. But what was so funny to me about it was the human body is an incredible, interesting machine. In that we had 2 days of that. Well, day and a half-ish of it. And, like, the next day, it was up to 33 degrees. Something like that. I walked out in that 30. We got a heat wave. It felt so warm. It was so lovely. Today, it's 33 degrees, and it's so cold. It's just all about relative. It's all relative. Interesting thing. By the way, I did say at the beginning of this that I'm driving home. That's not quite right. I'm actually driving to a restaurant because it is my wife's mother, my mother-in-law. It's her birthday today, and so we're going to a little restaurant to celebrate. So this is going to be short. Shorter than usual. I'm just going to kind of piddle around a little bit. The restaurant is only like 10 minutes away, but I actually do have 15, 20 minutes here, so I'm just going to piddle around a little bit through some streets, and then we're going to call it done. I have started on the new book, Windfall. I never did hear from Kara Sionet on the last two tutorials I was supposed to be doing with him. I sent off before Christmas. I sent off my latest one, said, okay, I'd like to do this one next, and there has been crickets. So I don't know if he's on vacation for a month or what's going on, but I figure I'd let another week or so go by and then ping him one more time and say, do you want me to finish out all 10? I know he downloaded the latest file, and I thought it looked fine. So we'll see. I don't know what's going on there. But in lieu of that, I have gotten started. So now, of course, I'm on the big push. I've got to get 5,000 words a week in. So that's exciting. This is the first week of attempting to get 5,000 words in. And I'm in the exposition phase, which is always a little, you know, gotta figure out how in the world am I gonna get everybody up to speed without having to do it all at the same time and just, you know, make this just a boring intro. I always thought it was so interesting how they compressed so much story in the first few minutes of the Lord of the Rings movie. How they just went and basically got you to the place where you knew what was going on, as opposed to having to read the first several hundred pages of Lord of the Rings wondering, what? And I'm sort of, you know, in that, I have all this setup that I need to do so where people will understand the universe. However, you don't just want to give it to them all in one shot or kind of cheat like the you do in the movies where you just have a narrator. Well, it was this, ta-da, now we're ready to have a movie. You want to be a little more sophisticated than that. So, you know, I'm trying to find the places to fish that stuff in, and so far it's going fine. I'm only writing about Hunter right now, Zachary Hunter, who is the chief pilot of the HM His Majesty's Vessel of the Realm, HMVR Dominion, is the name of the ship. They won't be on the ship for all of the books, but they'll be on the ship for a few of the books. But this guy is such a hero. He's such a hero. Oh, man. He's fun to write. Anyways, okay, so this week, just kind of quickly, a quick reaction to an article that I came across several weeks ago. And honestly, I thought, yay, I like this idea. The name of the article was "The Professional Women Who Hunt, Shoot, and Gut Their Dinners." I was like, okay, here we go. There was a woman who was an investment banker, and then she became a chef, and then that led her to becoming a hunter, which then led to a book deal, and now she runs getaway retreats for women who want to learn to hunt. And so these, you know, women come out for the weekend or the week or something, and she hosts them, and she takes them out and shows them how to use a shotgun and all that kind of stuff, and then they go out and go hunting. They go out, they kill their food, they cut it open, they gut it, they eat it. And, you know, for some of them, it's a very profound experience. And I think this is fabulous. I really think this is fabulous. Because I have talked in the past about, you know, kind of the basic structures that we have in this world of, and especially when it comes to gender allocation, that whenever you're talking in generalities, of course, you can always find exceptions to the rules. But in general, men hunt and women nest. And out of that comes this sort of inherent dependency that's built in of... In general, I'm not saying everybody, I'm just saying in general, that in general, women looked to a man, a woman looks to a man to provide protection and provision. And then she has the kids, and she raises the kids, and makes her nest, and that kind of thing. In general, I'm just saying in general. That's kind of the way our society is structured. And that leads, in my opinion, to objectification in both directions. I mean, I've talked about this before, but just to review, that men objectify women by believing that men should use women as a tool to help them control their sperm count, and women objectify men by believing that a man should just provide for them and take care of them. And it's objectification both ways, because you're not actually trying to be in a real relationship with a person. You're not trying to come together and meld your talents together and meet your goals together and explore all the things that you're interested in and all the things you're trying to accomplish together. It's just a matter of, you know, you need to go out and do this and I'll do this and ta-da. So when I was reading this article, I was thinking, hey, this is a good deal. I kind of like this, because honestly, I'm of the opinion that if more women would learn to go out and hunt, if they would learn to take out the garbage, you know, if they would learn and not kind of be so restrictive, and if more men would learn how to do certain domestic things, you know, like clean, And keep things tidy and cook and all those sort of things that I think that could be a real benefit because both sides would embrace what needs to be done as simply tasks that needed to be done, not that they would have this gender overloading in them. And I think it would lead to much healthier relationships. And I haven't done the research, but what I would hope I would find is if, in fact, women learned and became comfortable with the idea of providing for themselves, and men learned and became comfortable with the idea of building a nest and caring for children and doing all those things that are somewhat gender assigned, that it would, if a man and woman then came together, that they would expect that whatever challenges they face, they would face them together, as opposed to, you know, well, you change the diapers and I sit here and watch the TV and bark at you when I want another beer. So I think, I personally think these types of things are is a very healthy experiment in an environment. And, you know, I think it's a great thing that some women are saying, look, I'd like to go out and learn how to hunt and sort of get that visceral thing. Now, honestly, I don't think at the end of the day that hunting is ever going to have the same appeal that for women as it will have for men, simply because there is certain things that testosterone does to your brain, and it puts you in certain mindsets and certain focuses. There's some kind of music playing outside at the restaurant here, which if you can kind of hear that background music, I'm going to have to head in here in a second. But so I think we're never, ever going to get to the place where men and women think about things exactly the same. But I think we can enjoy some common experiences and learn better how to relate to each other, and certainly learn better how to treat each other as human beings as opposed to just treat each other as objects. And this was quick, but I'm actually at the restaurant, so we are going to call this done. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.